Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, hump day, January 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news on January 25th, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 45-year-old Kevin John Wheeler of Fort Meade for removing a monument and petty theft. On the 13th, Roy and Elizabeth Tillman reported a theft of solar lights at their son Damien's gravesite at the Evergreen Cemetery in Fort Meade. Damien Tillman and two others were murdered last July in Frostproof while on a fishing trip. Following the initial theft, the Tillmans placed a surveillance camera at the site. Then on the 25th, around 11:15 p.m., the Tillmans observed someone via the camera at their son's gravesite removing the lights. They called the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center and gave a detailed description of the suspect and his red pickup truck. While responding to the cemetery, deputies located the suspect and conducted a traffic stop. According to the affidavit, Wheeler spontaneously stated he was getting lights and that he had an interest with gravesite lights and was removing them because he thought they were pretty. The stolen lights from Damien's gravesite, along with five additional solar lights, were found in the bed of Wheeler's pickup truck. Wheeler was arrested and transported to the Polk County Jail. He has since been released on a $1,250 bond. Wheeler's criminal history includes two felonies, grand theft and vehicle theft, as well as receiving a special court martial by the U.S. Naval Criminal Investigative Service for making a bomb threat. Your local events here in Wauchula, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services this Sunday, the 31st. At 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. This quartet has been singing at local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel music, and the quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There's no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. The church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. For more information, you can call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Once again, 863-832-7829. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh is looking for a crew member. Qualifications include self-motivation with the ability to work in a fast-paced environment, along with effective time management and communication skills and reliable transportation. Wanzek Construction is looking for a field buyer. Qualifications include at least 2 years of construction experience, Microsoft Office proficiency, and experience with interpreting blueprints and technical procedures. And Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a housekeeper. Qualifications include a high school diploma or equivalent, reliable transportation, and 1 to 3 years of housekeeping experience. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 82, mostly sunny, air quality fair, maximum UV index 4, moderate, wind southwest at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 12 miles an hour. Humidity is very humid, 70%, dew point 67, cloud cover 28%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, areas of dense fog early this morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gust up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening with lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour after midnight with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, sunny, not as warm with highs in the upper 60s, north winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gust up to 25 miles an hour, and Thursday night clear, lows in the mid-40s with north winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. This year's 2021 American Farm Bureau Federation virtual convention saw farm videos and topics from all over the country, and the Georgia Farm Bureau enjoyed a place of prominence throughout the event. According to MorningAgClips.com, GFB was honored with state awards of excellence in advocacy, engagement and outreach, leadership and business development, and membership value. GFB also received the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture Scholar Award and was recognized with the State Leader Award. During his first day in office, President Biden introduced ambitious immigration reform legislation that seeks to legalize millions of undocumented workers. But the Packer.com reports those reforms need to be approved by Congress, and that won't be easy. Biden also withdrew the Trump administration's just published final rule, largely supported by grower advocates, on H-2A reforms aimed to modernize and simplify regulations. A coalition of nearly 130 leading food and ag associations is calling for the swift confirmation of Tom Vilsack as ag secretary. According to AgriMarketing.com, in a letter sent to the Senate Ag Committee, the group cites Secretary Vilsack's vision for meeting the substantial current challenges on food and agriculture, and submit his previous tenure in the post will benefit consumers everywhere.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Any sort of business has its associated risks. Farmers and ranchers know this better than most, as crops and livestock are often impacted by weather, economic downturns, changes in consumer demands, and global pandemics, which we are seeing now. One bad growing season or a slight decrease in demand can cause multi-generation farms to go out of business. One of the best methods to staying afloat, especially during hard times like this, is coming up with a plan. While plans usually never go completely according to plan, the important part is having a plan in the first place. Many argue that the more valuable inputs you can gather, the stronger the business plan will be. Here is Jack Davis of South Dakota State University explaining a method to help ag producers plan for managing risks during dynamic times.
Need to do some of those brainstorming or tabletop sessions to think of different scenarios. If we're a family business or just individuals working, it can't be up to one individual of the operation to come up with the different scenarios. So you'd really want to involve at least your key management people and key owners in developing those scenarios. And another thing that can be done there is break those down into certain areas to watch. Pick an area for each person to watch. That gives them more depth in that area of business that would maybe affect your individual business. And then they can bring those back to the tabletop session.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bernie Bennett. The North Carolina-based department store chain Belk says it will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
In a news release, private equity firm Sycamore Partners said Belk will continue with normal operations as it goes through bankruptcy, according to the Charlotte Observer. The 133-year-old department store chain has struggled during the coronavirus pandemic. The bankruptcy plan will allow Belk to shed about $450 million of debt, and it expects to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of February.
Correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. After sinking to 3.5% in 2020, the International Monetary Fund says the global economy will grow 5.5% this year. The new figure for 2021 is an upgrade from the 5.2% expansion the IMF forecast in October and would mark the fastest year of global growth since the 2010 snapback from the financial crisis. Tuesday, the Dow was down 23 points, the NASDAQ fell 10 points, and the S&P closed down 6. With business, I'm Bernie Bennett.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Kansas City and Tampa Bay are expected to have several injured players back for the Super Bowl. Chiefs running back Le'Veon Bell and wide receiver Sammy Watkins, as well as the Bucs duo of wide receiver Antonio Brown and safety Antoine Winfield Jr. are all expected to be ready for February 7th. All four missed their conference championship games last Sunday. Meanwhile, Chiefs coach Andy Reid reflected back this week on Tom Brady visiting Patrick Mahomes in the locker room after Kansas City's 37-31 loss to Brady's Patriots in the 2018 AFC title game.
I'd say it was unique. I mean, he didn't need to do that. He is arguably the best quarterback ever to play the game and surely didn't have to come over and say a word. But he did that. And I think for a young quarterback, it was a tremendous gesture. He didn't have to do it, and he wasn't putting on a show. There was nobody there to really see it.
Mahomes, who was 6.5 years old when Brady won his first Super Bowl, said Brady offered words of encouragement. This is Esther in sports. In the NBA, Atlanta beat the LA Clippers 108-99, snapping the Clippers' 7-game winning streak. Hawks forward DeAndre Hunter, who scored 22 points, says they got hot in the second half after scoring just 43 points over the first two quarters.
We were making shots. I think in the first half, we were missing. It was kind of affecting our defense. Third quarter, we started making a few shots, and our energy picked up.
Utah beat New York 108-94, the ninth straight win for the Jazz. It was Houston 107, Washington 88. Top 25 action, 24th-ranked Oklahoma 80, 5th-ranked Texas 79. Number 9, Alabama 70, Kentucky 59. Auburn beat number 12, Missouri 88-82. It was 18th-ranked Tennessee 56, Mississippi State 53. Vols guard Keon Johnson scored 4 of his 8 points in the final 2.5 minutes.
Down the stretch, we all stuck together to get the win out.
Dayton beat number 22, St. Louis 76-71. Michigan State is planning to resume competing later this week after postponing 3 straight games due to a COVID-19 outbreak within the men's basketball program. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: my doctor told me that jogging could add years to my life, and he was right. I feel 10 years older already. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.